Hey, what's up, everybody? Today is going to be my first day doing this brand new segment I came up with, and I think it'll be a lot of fun. So I'm starting journaling. Actually, I've been doing it for a while, but I'm actually going to get into doing it regularly. I need to for my mental and my well-being. You feel me? So I bought this journal from Walmart like earlier, I think Christmas last year. It's called My Day in Sketches. So basically, the journal has a different sketch that you write to every single day of the year. And once you, if you write in it every day, then you have written to 365 sketches. There's a different sketch every day. I haven't been doing it like I should. So I'm only on day 12 and we're 6 months into this year. So this journal is going to take me into next year. Anyway, so I thought that, you know, this could help me with, you know, writing more, journaling more, and just have a little fun on the show. And maybe you guys can go along with it too. You know, maybe it'll help you. So today it says something from your last vacation. Well, I usually start my journal also like this. I would write today's date, which is, Lord, microphone in my way. I'm going to write today's date. Today is Tuesday. Well, I don't put the date. I'm going to put June 20th, 2023. And I always start with Dear Journal. Dear Journal. Okay. And I have to think about this. Something from your last vacation. When was my last vacation? My last vacation was the last time I actually consider it to be a real vacation. I'm going to say it was 2021, spring break around like April. It was like late April of 2021. I remember because this was a trip that my friend took for his birthday. He took like a week long trip and we went to Miami Beach. So I consider that to be my last vacation because that's the only time within the past 2 years that I've been out of the state of Georgia and I had more than just 2 days off of work. So yeah, that was my last vacation. And it says something from my last vacation. And this is why I like these little journal entries, these little sketches, because they're always something that makes you feel good, something happy. So, you know, something that was stuck out, something that made me feel great from that last vacation. Just how man, I was dancing, okay? I was drunk as shit. I remember there was a pajama party and I didn't know what to wear. I've never been to an adult pajama party. So I'm like, okay, what do I get? Like, how do people dress at pajama parties? Because this was, you know, these weren't just like young, like little 20-year-olds. These was like people in their late 20s, early 30s into 40s, because this was my friend's, at the time, his boyfriend's friends. And his boyfriend at that time was a lot older. He was probably, I don't know, maybe late 30s, early 40s. I don't know exactly how old he is. But anyway, so I'm like, how do adult men dress, like, what are pajamas? I don't wear pajamas to bed. Shit, either I wear a t-shirt and underwear or I'm in the bed naked. Like, I sleep nude most of the time. So I went to Walmart and I bought, because I'm a big 90s kid, all right? I'm a sucker for 90s nostalgia. So I went and I bought these Rugrat pajamas. Like, it was a Not just Rugrats. It was like Nickelodeon. It was a Nickelodeon t-shirt with all the little Nickelodeon cartoons on it. And the same for the bottoms. And I bought these little fuzzy slippers. And boy, okay, so I got to this party and little did I know that I was going to be the only one in like little kid pajamas. So at first I was a little embarrassed. I was like, oh my God, like, no, of course it is only me in here looking like this. But I took, and other, you know, I felt so good. I just didn't give a fuck. This is what made it something for me. This is what made it, because I was like, okay, I'm gonna be the only one here in this. I'm gonna make it fun. I'm gonna make it a memorable night. And of course, I had a few drinks. You know, I was a little buzzed, and some good music came on, and nobody was on the dance floor. And to this day, my friend always tells me, they always come up to me and say, "Zay, you about to fuck it up," because this is what I said. I was a little buzzed. I went over to my friend. I was like, "Kino, I'm about to fuck it up." And as soon as I knew, like, I got on that dance floor, I was like twerking. Like, they was like, "Oh shit, I ain't expect this 6'3" motherfucker to be on that dance floor getting that low." That shit was fun though. I had a blast, and everybody came up to me and was telling me like they loved it. They were so enamored by like how I didn't give a fuck. I just wanted to have fun, and nobody was doing that. Like, don't get me wrong, like, you know, it was dance songs that came on, and you know hip-hop dances, but nobody had the guts to do the type of stuff that I did. So it made me feel good. Yeah, that was something from my last vacation that I will never forget. And I had a great time. Miami was fun, but I will never forget Nickelodeon pajamas on the dance floor, twerking it up. Okay. All right. And that is my day 12 journal entry. All right, y'all, back to the show. What up, everybody? Thank you all so much for tuning in to Live and Maximize. This is your boy, Zay the Legend, and I'm back up in this thing on these airwaves with a brand new episode of the show. Thank you for being my audience and seeing my face. I am on YouTube. You can find me on YouTube at Live and Maximize Podcast. So we're going to get this thing rolling, you know, make it more frequent. I definitely took some time to outline some things that I want to talk about going forward. Going forward, I want to do the episodes on Tuesday. I know this is going to come out on Wednesday, but every Tuesday, y'all going to have something new. Gonna keep it personal, but also I have a few guests. I know I've been saying that for a while, but seriously, this time I have someone that I spoke to who is definitely down to be on the podcast. But I'm not gonna have a guest all the time, so you know, but just to kind of have more of a conversation and bring a new audience, I want to have guests on the show, and also still open for, you know, so that we can all help each other live and maximize our lives together. You are welcome to send me messages on email, liveandmaximizepodcast@gmail.com. Or you can follow the show on Instagram. I'm getting a little stuck today. On Instagram, at Live and Maximize on Instagram. And also you can follow me on my personal Instagram, at Zay the Legend. Don't be afraid. If you have any questions, feedback, anything you want to talk about, you can reach out to me or the show, any of those ways, and we can go ahead and get things started so we can help each other live and maximize our lives together. All right, y'all. Today is Tuesday, June 20th, 2023, and it's been a lot going on, man. I know it's been a while since I made the last episode, like a month or so, maybe longer than that. I don't know. I think it's been like a month. But yeah, it's just life's been lifing, man. Life has been lifing, okay? So this episode is definitely going to be special because I've made some changes in my life and, you know, just incorporating some things to be the best version of myself so that I can just all around feel good physically and mentally and just be happier. Some things that I, you know, sometimes throughout my week, I just take moments to like get away from everything, all devices, and just reflect. I think that's necessary. Just reflect on whatever, like on what it is that you need to be doing. Family, goals. That's what I've been doing, and I've just had some time. I took a whole day or two to sit down and like really dissect what I want for myself, and how can I be better. And I think I got a lot, and I'm sorry. You know, it feels good to know that. It feels good to start actually implementing these things by disciplining myself. So I'm gonna get into that, and I'm gonna tell y'all how I do it. So before I get into that, just more of a life update. So, you know, this makes 5 months of unemployment. It has been a very trying time. When I say it's been trying, I ain't sugarcoating shit, because man, like, I can't do shit, bruh. Like, I can't. I miss enjoying my life. I miss being able to do the things that I enjoy doing, go the places that I enjoy, eat whatever the fuck I want to eat, you know. And I can't, because I'm having to pinch pennies all the fucking time. I'm just not used to that. But it definitely did give me it was an eye opener. It was a rude awakening. I've said this for the past few times, but I'm gonna say it again. I'm a firm believer that things happen for a reason, and this happened to me for a reason. It did, because it was time for me to make some changes in my life to start moving in the direction that I see myself being in, to be the man that I want to be. And it's just not gonna happen if I'm just not moving in that direction, or not doing the things that would push me in that direction, just kind of being stagnant, kind of just going with the flow. So unemployment definitely it hit me, and it said, okay, if you don't start doing things this way, then this is going to be your life. So I'm gonna get into that too. So that's two things I said I'm gonna get into some things that you know, that I recognize in my life, and yeah, and some of my goals and stuff like that. So for the past 3 weeks or so, I have been, the only way I have had an income, because my unemployment checks stop coming in. Like, they give you, they cap you at a certain amount, you know, because they don't want you being dependent on government benefits, on unemployment insurance. So they give you a maximum amount until, you know, the case were to happen, you are unemployed again from another employer. So I think they cap you at, it was like $5,400, something like that. And I lost my job at the end of January 31st. So this is week two of not being able to get unemployment benefits anymore. So, yep, I'm used up. So for the past 3 weeks, the only way that I have made money is doing DoorDash. Yeah, so back when I was living in my apartment with my roommates, I did DoorDash just for a little while, just to have like some extra money, because I felt like I never had any just play money to just kind of, you know, like I felt like all of my money that I was making, I was using to pay off things that I owe, pay my bills, and you know, maybe once a week go out to eat. So I'm like, okay, I got to figure out something else to do, because this ain't, I don't know. I don't know. I need to talk to a budgeting expert when I start working, because like, I'm not trying to repeat that cycle again, where I'm just kind of going and through my week, and I'm like, where the fuck did all my money go? So I don't want to do that anymore. So yeah, I started DoorDashing sometime last year. You know, if you really do it, you make a decent amount. So I started it again over the past month, and that's how I've been making money. And surprisingly, it pays pretty well. I told myself I'm not gonna like be doing Uber and Lyft anymore, because I did that a while back and I just don't want people in my car. I don't want to deal with rude ass people. But I don't want to deal with it. One time somebody threw up in my car. I mean, the motherfucker gave me $100 tip, but still the audacity to, you know, somebody threw up in my car and I had to deal with that shit. But, you know, I just don't want to deal with the drunk people and the rude people, the bougie ass motherfuckers. You know, somebody get mad at you because you made the wrong turn. You know, the traffic, the awkward silence. I don't feel like dealing with it. It's so much easier to go pick up some food and deliver it to their door. Most of the time, they say you just put it at the door. You don't have to interact with them in any on. No way. You got to deal with no people. So it is so easy. You know, most of the time they give you a tip. You get a base pay from, you know, the distance that you drive and, you know, going to the restaurant to pick up the food, you get a base pay from that. So, in addition to the tip. So my average, I would say with driving for 5 hours, I would get like $70-something on a really good night, evening, or whenever I'm driving. If you know, things go really well, I could get up to $100. But you have to drive during peak hours. So it doesn't make sense to put gas in your car and then be driving at 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, or just be driving all day when nobody's ordering food. You know, the best time for me to do it, you know, which makes sense for me, is probably during like maybe like late afternoon, between, if you only want to do lunch, maybe I would say between 12 and 3. And if you're going to do dinner, I would say between 5 and 10. So I usually do mine like between either, if I don't start at 3, I start at 4 or 4:30. So I would say between 3 and 9:30. I try to be done by like 9:30, but sometimes I do it at 10. And I make a good penny. And I need this right now because I am past due on my bills. Like, I am overdue on bills. So yeah, that's how I've been making a little buck. So, you know, I take what I can get. I'm grateful. Again, I've mentioned this before, that my brothers live here. They're helping me out at the time, you know, during this moment. But yeah, I'm not complaining, man. I'm not gonna complain, because, you know, you do what you gotta do. And I feel like I'm doing it, and I'm making the best of a shitty situation. So that's how I've been making some money. Oh, and by the way, for y'all looking at me on YouTube, I got me a haircut. I like this little hairstyle, you know, like my hair, you know, curl up a little bit, a little high top fade going on with the curls at the top. I'm feeling myself, okay? I feel good. So yeah, that's how I'm making some money right now. But I definitely can't wait to start making more. So piggybacking off of that, I actually did get hired. Man, after a long, long process, like months of applying, I've had to have applied to like 300 or more jobs over the past 4 or 5 months. And it just gets so discouraging, man. Like, it's to a point where it had me questioning if this is what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, like, I went to school for IT and technology, but maybe that was a reason why I'm struggling so much, because this isn't my life calling. It really had me like that. But thank God I got, you know, somebody reached out to me on LinkedIn. I made a couple of posts on LinkedIn, and this girl, I've never met her in my life. I haven't even seen her face, because she doesn't have a profile picture. But she reacted to one of my posts, and she sent me a message. And she is, she works in the same space that I do for her company. And apparently they have an opening, or either because she is moving to another team. She knew she was leaving, and she saw my post, and she was like, okay, maybe he can be a good fit. I don't know, because she did tell me that she's leaving. But she messaged me. She said, hey, Xavier, I think you would be a good fit for this new IAM role. This IAM role with my company. Shoot me a resume, and I'll see what I can do. So I didn't hesitate. I'm like, you know what? I done like went on a million different interviews. I've applied to a trillion different jobs. If I can have a referral, then that would be amazing. And she knows me, like we added each other. I don't think we were connections at first. I think she saw my post and reacted to it, and then I added her and we became connections. And then she noticed that we both went to the same college. We both went to Georgia Southern University. So she, I guess she felt more inclined to help me. She was like, oh shit, like a fellow alumni, a fellow Eagle. Like I gotta, you know, help him out. So I was really happy when she reached out to me. She sent over my resume to her manager. And within a couple of days, the manager reached out to me and I scheduled my first interview with her. And this was the best interview I've had. Everything just went smoothly. There was nothing I didn't know how to do. So I had a second interview and they offered me the job. So when I tell y'all, I'm fucking tired and I'm excited as hell. Like I'm so ready to start get back to my life. I'm ready to start making money and doing the things that I enjoy doing. But yeah, this has been a very trying time. Like I've borrowed money from my mom. My brother has helped me pay the rent. I'm just not used to it. I'm not used to having to depend on other people financially. I'm not at all. I'm always able to take care of myself. It makes me feel really low having to, be like, mom, like I could lose my car if I borrow some money. And my mom didn't hesitate. She gave me the money right away. She knows she's not gonna get the money right back, because I mean, the money that I'm making during DoorDash right now, it's got to be used to pay bills and pay my rent. So she knows that she's gonna get that money back when I start working. So I love my mom. Like she as soon as I hung up the phone, she sent me that money. Mama, I love you so much. My brother, he has, you know, I've talked about this before. He's doing really well now. He's got this great job. He's getting some good money. Like, and he's not just getting like money from his job, but he's like working little side jobs, because apparently, you know, when you have a job and people know that you're skilled at something, they will kind of pull you and they will get you, ask you to do things for them, and they pay really well. So he's got side hustles now, and he gets paid from that. So he's, you know, he didn't have a problem helping me with the rent last month. So I'm eternally appreciative of that, but it's time for me to get back on my feet, and I can't do this no more, man. it's like I'm through, man. So not only am I ready to just get back to my life and doing the things I enjoy, like, you know, traveling, eating, and just doing shit. I'm hanging out. Like I've had to like tell so many of my friends, like, hey, how much does this cost? Because you know my situation, or I don't think I'm gonna be able to go this time. I mean, I've had to do that numerous times. But they know my situation too. But I don't like having to not do the things I really want to do, because I kind of have to prioritize. I need to drive today so I can make money to pay, you know. It sucks. So yeah, I'm happy. I just took my drug test on Monday for this job, so I'm waiting back. You know, they're looking at the background and everything like that. They said it's tentative to start on June the 26th, but we're gonna see what happens. You know, they said give it a couple of weeks. So this was last week that I, you know, heard about it, starting that job. So June the 26th will be 2 weeks. So hopefully they'll be done with all of the background and drug and all that stuff by the end of this week, so I can start next week. The job is fully remote. So, you know, that's one a benefit. I definitely, you know, like that. It'll save some time in traffic, save gas. And I definitely want to be able to, you know, have that the option to work from wherever I want. If I don't want to be at home one day, I can go somewhere else. If I want to travel someday, but I still want to make money, I can travel. I can go out of state. So that's perfect. It's not even that I'm excited about the job or about the company. I'm just ready to, you know, get out of this situation, you know, because I don't know. One thing I have learned about this as well is that I'm not giving my loyalty to any company anymore. No, like I was at my last employer for way too long. I've mentioned this before, that there were plenty of times I was like, man, fuck this shit. I'm ready to bounce. But I didn't take looking for work seriously. So one thing my mom has been saying for a while is that you always need to be looking for something. I don't want to live my life where I'm just always trying to, you know, continue like climbing the corporate ladder. I definitely want to always be making more money, but I don't want to get too comfortable either. So what I do want to do is get myself in a position to where if this does transition into something like a long-term job, then I still have something else going on my side that I'm working on, so that I can generate an income on my own, so that I'm not at the whim of some company to be like, okay, we don't need your work anymore, you're fired, or we're just gonna let you go. Because if that day does come, then I still have a way to make money on my own. So that's something that I'm working on, is generating other forms of income. So I'm working on that. And yeah, I definitely don't want to be in that position anymore. Some other projects I'm working on is just kind of continuously educating myself. I definitely want to be someone that is knowledgeable in the IT realm. I feel like it took me so long to get this into this position, because I got really complacent in my last job. I wasn't learning anything new. So I definitely, you know, whenever I have some time, I'm gonna be brushing up and learning new stuff. I plan to build a new computer. You know, kind of just always educating and learning some new tech shit. I'm gonna get some new gadgets and new IT equipment in the house and all that. So looking forward to it. Working on some projects and all that. You know, I'm probably thinking about having some other side hustles. I'm not sure. I haven't ironed out all the details yet. Maybe I'm definitely considering a part-time job, but not just a regular. I might have a part-time regular job, but I also want to have my personal hustle that I do. You know, so I'm working on that. You know, I'm working on a lot of shit. Working on a lot of shit, man. I think it's important to have an additional stream of income, you know. So you don't want to be in this situation. It's not fun. It ain't fun. It's fun for a little while, you know, for a few weeks. You know, like, I ain't gotta work. Shit, I got a little money. But nah, this shit for the birds, man. Some of my summer goals: get in shape. Time for this belly to go. I've been going to the gym, but I haven't been like working out like consistently. I would make excuses for myself to not go, or I don't know. But I'm definitely gonna be. I woke up early this morning. I woke up very early. I woke up like 6:30 this morning. I was in the gym by like 7, and it felt so good because I got started a new regimen. It's called PPL, push pull legs. So I'm going to do that 6 days a week, then I'm going to rest. So definitely want to, you know, get rid of this beer belly and, you know, give me some biceps, you know. My muscles could be a little bit bigger. I want to be the best version of myself. So that's one of my summer goals. Not summer goals, but long-term goals, because that is something that you always have to do, you know. Health is you continue to work on yourself. You're not just doing it to get in shape for the summer. You want to do it because you want to stay in shape forever. So that's my goal. I want to see some concerts, man. I haven't seen a good concert in a while. I saw Big Crit in November at the Coca-Cola Roxy, but I want to see more. Like, me and my friend Cody, we was going to concerts like almost like twice a month back in 2019 before the pandemic. So I want to do amp that up this summer. East Point, they do the Wednesday Wind Down for free the last Wednesday of every summer month. So I want to go to this one next Wednesday. I told a friend about it already, so I want to do that. Get in the pool. Woo! I want to swim, get in some cool water. Also, I want to barbecue, get my house, you know, get some things for my house. Finally be able to do that. Like, I haven't really been able to, like, get any new, like, a speaker for the house, any new furniture or carpeting or anything. Or I want to get a futon for the den. I want to take care of my yard a little bit. I want to do these things, but I haven't been able to because I don't have the money. So, yeah, just talking about my summer goals, man. I really look forward to, like, decorating my house, making my house look good, making it feel more like home. I mean, I feel like home right now, but I wanted to make it look like my house. So yeah, that's something I'm working on too. Yeah. I'm looking forward to the rest of the summer, man. I'm looking forward to it. You know, hard work gonna pay off. Anyways, gonna talk a little bit more about my goals. Tell y'all something that I did to really help me and stay disciplined. And something I'm gonna do every day, what I've been doing and what I'm gonna start doing every day, here on out. And also just talk about some things about how I see myself going forward from here, like my mindset, like how can I be the best mentally, and something I caught, and how I'm going to implement that into my life so I can be a happier version of myself. Anyway, coming up on the half hour break, so appreciate y'all for listening to me. I'll be right back. Live maximize. Yo, what's up, everybody? We are back to the show. Thank y'all for staying and tuning in to Live and Maximize with me, Zay the Legend. I'm just taking a moment to listen to the birds chirping and shit. Man, that's one thing I do like about living out here. I live in a wooded area, so I'm in front of a lot of trees and woods and shit. So every morning I'd be walking outside and I look up and I can hear, like, the birds chirping, like you can hear them talking to each other and shit. It's so cute. and every morning I can hear a woodpecker pecking in a tree. Like, you can see the hole that he goes in into the tree too. I've never seen a woodpecker in my life before, but it wasn't until I moved here that I started, like, paying attention and seeing that stuff, because I mean, kind of away from everything, so it's pretty cool. I guess before I started getting into my goals, and the discipline that I was going to do, I did want to tell a story. So, and this is going to kind of go into what I was going to talk about later. And that is my dating experience, my dating life, which is pretty shit. I have never really had a good experience dating. I don't know why. I don't know. I can't answer why. I felt like I'm, you know, I'm a decent person, and I try to, you know, be decent to others. I don't think I'm a bad looking guy. I don't. But even before I was, like, out, like, when I tried to make efforts to get with girls, it didn't work, you know. And now, okay, anyway, I'm digressing. But so I have a story. So, you know, all of my failed attempts at dating for some reason, I continue to try it out. You know, maybe someday I'll meet the guy and, you know, I'm going to just be head over heels for him and just we'll hit it off like right away. I don't know. I just kind of I've kept that hope for a long time. So I've been using the dating app. So in the past, the one that I've used and it seemed to be the most successful is Hinge. So I created a Hinge account again and I started, you know, getting a few matches. So I matched with this one guy. I matched with two guys recently. The first guy is, you know, we were supposed to meet in person at this little coffee shop in East Atlanta Village. But the day that we were supposed to meet, we didn't. We chose not to because it was pouring down raining. So it was like, I asked him, I was like, okay, did you want to meet some other time? And he said, oh, well, I think that the function, the meet function on Hinge is pretty cool, so we can try to do it like that. So he was proposing that we do like a virtual date. I was like, okay, you know, I don't think I've done that before, so cool. So I got back home from grocery shopping and I sat in front of my computer and I, you know, got ready for the first date. And this guy was just he was just very boring. He was boring. Like, he was on his computer. He didn't seem to maintain eye contact whatsoever. And the way he talked was kind of like this. And, you know, I didn't want to be a turnoff to him, but he was a big turnoff to me. Just the way he was talking, and he has zero enthusiasm. Like, the most enthusiasm he had in the entire date was when he was talking about he has always been intrigued by the BDSM community. And, you know, and I told him some things about my experience with it, and it piqued his interest. But he said that he isn't in BDSM. He's never done anything like that. But he likes the people in it because everybody in it is so open and they kind of make their own rules with. Yeah, you know, that's definitely a good reason to like it. But other than that, he was just so boring. I mean, he talked about his job and his career, but there was just nothing that sparked from that date. So, you know, we just left on this kind of open-ended thing about, you know, that we were going to meet up in person and, you know, someday we can meet up. But shortly after that day, I pressed unmatch on it because I just could not see it. But I did match with somebody else. And this guy was better looking. He seemed to be more into the things that I like. I mean, he's kind of a nerd. He's a bartender. Apparently, I have a thing for bartenders. he plays video games, and he's, you know, he seemed like a cool dude. You know, we had a good conversation in Hinge. The only thing is he's very short. He's 5'4". So there was a dude that I was into. I'm not going to say dated because we never really made anything official way back in the day. And he was about that height. But I'm not really into like really, really short guys, but that, you know, sometimes we can make it work. but he was 5'4". So I was, you know, things had been going well. And, we're trying to arrange a way or when we're going to meet up in person. And I'm like, hey, actually, do you like sports? And he says, I mean, no, not really. I'm not particular to it, but I'm not against going to a sporting event. I'm like, okay, cool. Well, I was thinking we could go to this, to the Braves game because it was Pride Night. And he said, yeah, you know, I'm down for that. That'll be a good idea. And I was like, well, okay. I mean, if you're not really, and he's not into sports like that. And I am, I was like, hey, if you'd rather go out to eat or something like that, or do something more low-key, like go to the park and walk around and get some ice cream, I'm like, you know, we could do that too. He's like, no, I'm good, I'm cool to go on you know, to go to the Braves game. So I'm like, cool, bet, we're gonna do it on Thursday, we're gonna meet my friends there. So here comes Thursday, and I had gotten myself ready. I'm like, the Braves Stadium is on a traffic day on game day. It is an hour drive from where I live. So we agreed to meet between 5 and 6 o'clock. So I left out of here maybe a little after 4, like a quarter after 4. So I did not get there at 5. I got there closer to 5:30. And when I got up there, I'm like, hey, you know, I got to Vinings, Cumberland area about 5:30. And my friend had called me and said, hey, I was thinking that we could just ride to the stadium together. Like, he was going to park his car in this location that he usually parks his car at, because parking on game day at Truist Park is really expensive. At the Battery, it's really expensive. So, you know, that's what I met up with my friend, and then I parked my car at the LA Fitness in that area, and then we rode, me, my friend, and his boyfriend rode to the location that he parks his car at. So, and on the way there, I text him. I'm like, hey, I'm here, so just let me know when you're on the way. And he didn't he texted me back like 10 minutes later and said that he was still wrapping up at work. And I'm like, that took me by surprise, because days ago he had said that he got, you know, Thursday would be good because he got off work at 4 o'clock. So I'm like, what? It's 5:30. Like, how could you still be at work? And he told me he was waiting on his relief. He's a bartender, so he's waiting on the other bartender to come in, like, through the, you know, the second shift, the shift after him or whatever. So I'm like, okay, cool. It's whatever, you know, and you're running late. So the game doesn't start until 7:30. So I'm like, okay, we got time. I was hoping to meet up with him way beforehand, so that we can kind of meet and get to know each other a little bit, chit chat, and then meet up with my friends. But, you know, that just wasn't the case. But whatever. So me and my friends, we ended up going to park the car. Then we walked to the stadium, and we just hang outside the stadium for a good 30-40 minutes before the game starts. It was like 6:30, because we're still like kind of trying to wait for him to get there so we could all go in together. And he's never texted me, nothing. So I try to call him. He doesn't answer. And he texts me back. He says he's just now leaving work, and he'll let me know what's going on. So I'm like, okay, cool. So we start moving, and I text him again. So I said, hey, have you got home yet? He said, you know, he has to get home and change his clothes. I'm like, cool. I mean, you don't have to worry about putting on the pride colors and whatnot. I'm trying to make it easier on him so he don't have to like stress out and take it longer for him to get to the stadium. I'm like, okay, you don't have to worry about wearing pride colors. It's not too many people here wearing the pride colors anyway. Just come whatever. He said, that's cool, because I don't have no pride colors like that anyway. So I was just going to come whatever. I'm like, okay, cool. And we wait a little while longer. He still isn't there. Like, they say, Zay, we're about to go in. You're going to wait out here for him to come in? And I'm like, okay, no. I'm just going. I'm going to just go in with y'all, because I got tired of just waiting around. I wanted to get to my seat. And we finally got back in touch with each other. And he texts me back and says, hey, Zay, I'm sorry. I'm just now getting home. I'm exhausted. And by the time I get about, and he says he has to Uber. And he says, by the time I Uber from, you know, the house to the Truist Park, he's just tired. That's what he said. It took me by surprise that he doesn't have a car. He did not mention that before. If he had mentioned that he had a car, we could have made some arrangements. Motherfucker, I could have went to go pick you up after you got off work, or picked you up from your house. You didn't ever tell me that. So it just kind of threw me off guard. I'm like, you know, they tell my friends, so look, man, tell him to come because the tickets are already paid for. So I tell him, I'm like, hey, you know, just come on. You know, it's cool. It's whatever. Just come. Just make your way here. And we just have a good time anyway. He say, okay. And we're at the game. We're sitting in the stadium. And it's obvious he's not coming. It would... if I said this was the first time something like this happened, then, you know, that this isn't the first time something like this has happened. I just don't have good luck when it comes to dating. I don't. It made me look at just not just like going on dates, but just the process and attempt of dating, period, of the stuff that I put myself through, like all the things that I do to try to make myself more attractive, and I go all out to make myself try to be the guy that other guys like. I'm done. I'm fucking done. Like, what I'm gonna work on me for me, the things that I'm the, so I can be the best, better version of myself. I'm not gonna be out here trying to fit a certain type of guy anymore, or you know, I'm gonna be the type of guy the other guys want, you know. But that's because I'm the best me. I think my poor dating experience has awoken me to that me being the best me will draw guys to me instead of me having to go out there looking for it. And that means like getting in better shape, being in better mental health, getting me some more good, nicer clothes. I realize I've looked at my wardrobe and I have a lot of the same clothes that I've had for years. I don't like shopping. I've never liked shopping, even when I was making a decent amount of money. But I want to get to where shopping is something that I treat myself to. Like, you know what, man, I'm gonna go to the mall today, give me a nice outfit, you know. A lot of my friends make fun of the way I dress, and I push back at them, but I'm starting to see why they say that. I don't feel like I have my own sense of style, so that's something I'm gonna work on, and these are the things that I'm gonna implement on my own, like for me, and then I feel like other things will come from that once I'm good with me. You know, I'm not about to be going out the way to try to impress some guy anymore. For what? Like, they not feeling me, so I'm not doing it. No more. I'm not going through the stress no more. I'm not putting myself through this heartache and anymore. So I'm gonna just do everything that I want to do to make me feel like I'm the best me, and then the other things will start cascading into place. So yeah, anyway, I just had to tell this story. So one thing that I'm definitely that I did is work on my goals. When I work on my long-term goals, what I do is I either write it down or I type it out on Google Docs and I print them out. But not just write them, but I tape it. I put it up on my doors and on my walls. So it's something that I have to look at every single day and know what it is that I need to be working on or doing. So that's exactly what I did. And today was my first official day doing it. Disciplining myself to be the best me, to maximize myself. Like I said last week, I just sat down and started thinking about everything that I want out of my life, at least out of the next few years or so. And also wrote out every single step for all of those things. The steps are the things that I want are like the, you know, the one through fives, and the steps are like the little subcategories, like the A, B, and C. So it's one A, B, C, you know. So these are things that I'm going to be working on every single day and implementing certain practices, so that it just becomes a lifestyle. Yeah. So I'm just going to go through some of the things that I said that I want for myself. So number one is to become a legit podcaster. Like I don't think I've ever really committed to anything, you know. That's a hard pill to swallow, but it's true. I get discouraged when things don't work out right away. I think I get afraid of it being too hard because I feel like I do work hard, but maybe I wasn't working hard enough. Well, if I want to do like make podcasting a career, then I have to do it. You know, I have to commit to a schedule. I have to commit to writing an outline. I have to commit to finding a guest. I have to commit to wanting to do this. So that's my goal, is to be a legit podcaster, commit to being on social media and interacting with people. I don't want to see, that's the thing. It is a thin line with social media for me because it, I already deleted my Facebook, but I'm not going to be using podcasting and social media interchangeably. I think Instagram and TikTok, I'll just be using it when I post. I'm not going to be on it like, one thing I've done is turned off the notifications on my Instagram and my TikTok, because checking your Instagram notifications every 5 minutes, that's not going to be me. No, not doing that. But when I'm uploading something, when I got something to say, then I'll have it, you know, when I'm posting something. So, that's what it's going to take for me to be able to grow on this platform, to grow this platform. So I need to do it and I need to commit to it. That's number one. Number two, get in better shape, better physical shape by losing my belly fat, bigger biceps, chest, gaining more endurance for sports like tennis, basketball, kickball, and gaining better overall strength and flexibility. Over the years, I have definitely, felt like when you get over 30, you just start paying more attention to your body, and I see it, I feel it, like I feel my bones and shit just starting to like be like, bro, if you don't get your ass in that gym, I'm about to crap out on you. And I feel the food that I eat that's affecting my body. I feel me not working out affecting my flexibility, my motion, my range, my ability to jump, my ability to play sports. I don't want to be the 50-year-old that has to walk around with a cane. I'm not about to do that. So I'm about to get in shape, and I'm gonna go through the sub steps of some of my goals. I ain't gonna do all of them because I wrote a whole bunch of goals. I'm just giving y'all an example. So maybe this will be something that y'all can do too. And what I had to do for this is just like look at my life, look at what I want for myself. This has nothing to do with anybody else. I'm gonna just name a few. I mentioned this earlier, but have multiple streams of income, get into my career where I enjoy the work, the culture, the opportunity to grow, and where I'm in a good position with my salary, eating a more balanced and healthier diet. You know, those are just to name a few. Some of the sub steps that I came up with for some of these goals. Let me see some of the little how do I do this? Things, basically the title of the document is things I need to do to accomplish the goals that I set. So to become a podcaster, come up with 2 episodes, one for the current week and one for the following week. Live and Maximize will be once a week moving forward. That's A. Make a detailed outline. B. C. It's not required to have a guest. It's okay to do it alone, but try to get a guest on one of the 2 episodes that I am planning. D. Be engaging on social media. Those are the steps that I want to do, that I need to do if I want to be a legit podcaster. And, you know, there's obviously some other steps, but that's the gist of it. The sub steps for getting in better shape. Commit to doing push-pull legs workout schedule. I posted on my Instagram today. I'm starting to do PPL. So the first day will be all push exercise. So I did some shoulder presses with dumbbells. I did bench press. I did a chest exercise. So I'm feeling it. Like, and when I do it, I'm going hard. Like, it's not gonna be no soft ass workout, because I'm not gonna see gains if I am doing shit that's not pushing me to my limits. commit to 2 days a week of an activity like biking, swimming, or tennis. So I definitely want to do that so that I can, you know, get into not just being in, you know, like muscular shape, but, you know, I want to be athletic. Commit to drinking mostly water. I have been drinking a good amount of water, but I think I can do better. No alcohol, if at all, only drink one or two glasses. And I put this because, like, I have had some issues lately that have made me just start looking at my alcohol consumption. Not saying that I'm an alcoholic, but I have high blood pressure. And some shit has happened recently. Like, I have prescription medication. I've been taking a prescription called lisinopril for years. And in a lot of cases, high blood pressure is hereditary. In my family, it seems to be. Like, my mother has it, my grandmother has it. You'll see that a lot in black families. But with me, I don't think it was, because one, I was very young. You know, usually you don't find people in their 20s and 30s with high blood pressure. But two, it definitely came when I was having some health issues back in the day. I had went through stage 5 kidney failure. So they prescribed to me medicines to reverse that. So I believe the high blood pressure came from that. So my alcohol, I've looked it up, alcohol consumption contributes to making high blood pressure issues worse. And I just have this fear, because I've been seeing a lot lately of, like, young people passing away from heart issues. I don't want to be someone that is not even 40 or 50 years old and, you know, I had a stroke. And I've been feeling things in my body lately. I'm having a headache. I sometimes feel weird. So I'm definitely going to start paying more attention to how much water I drink and how much alcohol I drink. Every time I say I'm not going to drink alcohol at all, I always end up reverting back and drinking. But I'm just going to be more cognizant. Like, last time I went out, I drank a glass of wine and that was it. You know, I'm not drinking to get drunk. I want to live a full life, you know, and it starts by paying attention to the things that I do. So, and it made me examine why I've been drinking alcohol at all. Like, do I drink it because it's a social thing? Do I drink it because it loosens me up and I feel more comfortable? Maybe it's a little bit of both, because, you know, when I was growing up, when I was, like, young in high school, I wasn't the cool guy at all. I wasn't the guy people wanted to be friends with. But when, you know, I got to college and I started drinking alcohol, it made me the fun guy in a lot of situations. So I kind of started doing that a lot. But I don't want that. I can have fun. I can have fun without getting drunk. I can have fun without having alcohol at all. And I don't need it to speak my mind. I definitely like the extra boost of confidence that I get from it. Don't get me wrong. But I want to feel as confident without having some outer influence. You know, I'm always going to be the person that's going to speak my mind. And I'm definitely more confident now than I have ever been in my life. And I don't say that alcohol was the reason for that. It's just growth. I'm not going to say I'm just going to give it up completely, because I do like to drink. I like to taste drinks. I like to try different drinks, but I'm just not going to be consuming it in that way. And now that I recognize that I was doing it for those reasons, I know that I don't need it. Then I know that I can still have a good time and I can be my same confident Zay without being drunk. So I'm not going to be the drunk guy. And if I do drink it all, it'll be in manageable quantities. because I'm not trying to leave this earth too soon. And just some other sub steps for getting into my career. Spend at least an hour a day learning PowerShell. Spend some time working or learning or working on new things in tech. I mentioned earlier, I'm trying to build a computer, a PC. I'm going to build my own computer. You know, now that I'm going to be working, I can get the supplies to start building a computer from scratch so that I can be the tech guy. Multiple streams of income. I mentioned this earlier as well. Obtain a part-time job, get more involved with investing, reach out to people who are having tech issues and charging them for fixing it. So that might be my little side hustle. We'll see. But yeah, those are just to name a few of some of the steps to my goals. Because I feel like it's not enough just to have goals, but you got to know how you're going to achieve those goals. All right, coming up on another half hour, y'all. Thanks again for tuning in. I hope y'all are really enjoying the show. Got a little bit more to mention in the next 15 or so minutes. I don't think I'm going to do another whole 30. But just a little bit more to mention about just some other things I recognized about me and what I need to do to be the best me. And some projects I got coming up, some charity work that I would definitely... I'm going to put out there and I would like for everyone to take a part in. And also, Zay got something to say. That's coming up at the end. All right, y'all. Appreciate y'all. Live and maximize. Yo, what's up, everybody? Zay the Legend here. Again, thank you guys for tuning in to Live and Maximize. I want to let y'all know that I will be getting very involved with the AIDS Walk 4K and Run this year. So I'll be sharing more information on my social media about that. So that if you would like to get involved as well, then you can. I will be donating money like I have been for the past 5 years. I will be creating my own team and taking donations so that those donations can go to eradicate the epidemic of HIV and AIDS in Metro Atlanta and Georgia, and resources can be provided to those people who are living with it in the area. So I greatly appreciate your help. So please stay tuned and you can get involved as well. All right. Thanks. Yo, what's up, everybody? Thank y'all so much for tuning in to Live and Maximize with your boy Zay the Legend, and we are back to the show. Just having some good conversation, some good discussions. Hope y'all have enjoyed the show so far. Something I gotta say, man, it's definitely time for a new me. I feel like a lot of things have been adding up, have been pointing to this direction, and I'm just never really taking heed to it until now. And I think my life, unemployment has contributed to that. Like I mentioned that I felt like I didn't really have skills or life purpose. But going through unemployment will make you feel like that, man. And make you start to have you rethinking your life decisions. Like, is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? Is this really for me? You know? So it's made me put a little bit more focus on myself. Definitely. So what I'm going to do moving forward is just that. Focus on me. I think that I have tried to be what everybody wanted me to be for so long that I don't even know who the fuck I am or what I want for myself. So I think that the exercise that I just did just then, you know, with my goals, I didn't go through all of them. I just did a few, and the sub points, just, you know, to name some. And for you guys that are listening, if you guys would, you know, if you've been wondering how to go about doing like a goal list yourself, then you can use mine as a template for that. What I'm going to start doing is just focusing on me, you know, having these conversations with myself more often. so I don't get sidetracked. I definitely feel like I have, I've kind of lost myself a little bit, trying to be, you know, trying not to upset or disappoint people, that I don't do some things, or I do certain things because I don't want to be the person that says no, or the person that can't be there, you know? And this is not saying that I'm just going to be like saying that no all the time or just fuck off. But this is me saying that, saying to myself that it's okay to put me first. I don't think I've done that. I look at how successful certain people are. Like, I look at my brother, Juan. He lived with my mom until this year. He was living with my mom, and that's not something he's proud of. He just turned 32. Shout out to Juan. His 32nd birthday was on the 12th. Shout out to my baby brother Cassius too. His 26th birthday was on May 23rd. And Zari, if I didn't do an episode for her, her birthday, her 23rd birthday was on April 7th. Nikita, her birthday, her 33rd birthday was on April 20th. Jose's birthday was on May 5th. So I'm just shouting out everybody's birthday. So shout out to my fam. Love y'all. So yeah, he was living with my mom until now, until this year. It's not something he's proud of. But he used a lot of the time that he didn't, that he was living with her to focus on him, to work on the things that he cared about, on his passion. He spent days upon days upon days where all he did was code. He is a software engineer now. He has his dream job, and he loves the company he works for. I couldn't be happier for him. But it just took a lot of, it took that sacrifice. It took the sacrifice of, you know, having a social life, but it's not something he really cared about. He didn't care to be, to have a bunch of friends and to be the social one. That's me. I just know that moving forward, I'm just not, I think I care too much about everything that doesn't really matter, that doesn't have much of an effect on my life. I think that the happiest people care less. So moving forward, why the fuck have I been? That is probably my biggest regret. My biggest regret is caring too much. Why the fuck did I care? Why? Like, I would have enjoyed my high school years a lot more if I did not care what people thought about me. I would have been out and proud, or I would have stepped on that step team and not gave a fuck if there were no boys on it. I've never really committed to anything. Like, when I was in high school, I said I was going to run track, and I wasn't good at it right away, so I quit. I finished my master's degree, and a few years after I finished here, I actually started while I was working. The master's degree was in human-computer interaction. Basically, what that is, it's the research and design behind a lot of the apps that we use. So I went into this program because when I got out of undergrad, it was incredibly difficult for me to find a job. And I took out a lot of student loans, and they were asking for their money back. And the only way for that at the time that I can think of for not paying back the money because I didn't have a job was to go back into school. So I went back into school. It was actually something that I enjoyed learning. I was, you know, I enjoyed digital media and user interaction and user experience design. And I thought by getting this degree, it would give me a step up because I struggled really hard with finding that job when I got out of college. All of these jobs would say, well, you need this much experience, even just the what seemed like entry level jobs. But I had to pay back my loans. So I went back to school and I got out of school thinking that it would help me, but it didn't. It didn't. I thought that it would give me a step up above someone who was coming out of undergrad, who went to school for that. And it didn't. It just, you know, they still wanted somebody who had experience doing these types of designs, had this very experienced portfolio, and I didn't have that. And it was depressing because I couldn't figure out, how do I get this? And why does it seem so much easier for everybody else to get these dream jobs? And I'm trying really hard here. I remember how often I was changing my resume, how often I was going to meetups, changing my portfolio. It just got tiring. And I don't say I gave up on that. I said to myself, I can figure out how to use that education with my existing experience of working in IT and combine both of those degrees. And I just never got to that. You know, maybe if I had just worked a little bit harder, I would be a UX designer. Who knows? I don't know if that's something I'm willing to do anymore, though. Maybe if I had just focused on that, you know, I've never really focused on myself. I've never really committed to anything and just kind of gone all in. So that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing going forward. I'm going all in on my health. I'm going all in on my career. And I'm, for a year, you know, I'm just see what changes, man. I'm definitely gonna have to say no a lot to being there all the time. And as much as I like being there, this is for me. And I'm okay with that. Cause I wanna be that person that I see myself being. And I can't do that if I don't commit to something and if I don't focus on myself. And I'm so worried about what everybody else fucking thinks all the time. I'm tired. I'm done. I'm done not living my full life. So that's all I had to say. So, yeah, that's that. I'm focusing on me and it's gonna feel good. It's gonna feel good, man. All right. Man, this has been a great show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Again, I'll reiterate this. I would love to have anybody on this show to talk about personal experiences. We can have some laughs. We can talk about TV. We can talk about Atlanta. We can talk about changes. We can talk about budgeting. We can talk about gay stuff. We can talk about straight stuff and women versus men, and I don't care. I would just like to have a conversation. I would love to have anybody on. Set that up. I mean, if you have my number, you can reach out to me. You can find me on social media at Zay the Legend, or you can reach out on the Live and Maximize Instagram at Live and Maximize on IG. Also, you can send the show an email, liveandmaximizepodcast@gmail.com. If you have any questions, if you have any feedback or topic ideas, send an email. I would greatly appreciate it. Definitely have a new guest coming up. She has confirmed with me she's going to be on the show. I don't even know if I want to tell who it is or give all the details right now because I haven't set up a date yet. We haven't done the interview yet. So I'm not going to. I'll just say I'm pretty excited. She is a therapist. So she has a podcast as well and is really, really good. She did one recently about the definition of a man, and you know, I really enjoyed that. You know, kind of her and her friend doing this deep dive into manliness and toxic masculinity today, and you know, the pressures that a black man in particular faced today. I really enjoyed that. And she talked in her previous episode, she got personal and talked about what it was like for her growing up with her, she was raised by her, I think her grandma and her aunt or something like that. I don't know. I'll go back and listen to it. But yeah, I can't wait to have her on and a host of other people. So I'll be glad to have you. I just like having conversations so that we can all live and maximize our lives together. All right, y'all. Thank y'all so much. You saw my face. You can find me on YouTube as well. Live and Maximize podcast on YouTube. Thank y'all for tuning in. Every Tuesday, y'all remember, check it out. I'm still outlining. I'm doing this thing. We in this thing. All right. All right. All right, y'all. Stay tuned for Zay Got Something to Say. Peace. Yo, where you going? Where are you going? Stay right there. The show ain't over yet. Stay tuned, because I got something to say. Check it out. All right, everybody. It's time for Zay Got Something to Say. And I got something to say about woke. Let's kill it. Like, stop. It's just overused now. And what the extreme right tries to do is to lump everything into that term. Everything that they don't like or that means diversity, equity, and inclusion into that term. As a matter of fact, DEI, they refer, whenever you hear the term wokeness, this is what they're referring to. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. LGBTQ, African American studies, Black Lives Matter. Oh my God, it's just like, stop using it as a campaign tactic. Like, my thing is, I'm just trying to understand why you're trying to erase, like, equality. I don't get it. Why are you trying to remove an entire identity that people have? We're not, I can't find the words. You're using the word woke so that you can continue to eradicate the things that everybody else wants that's not a part of your agenda. So you can, it sickens me. We're now at a day and age where you can't, if you're anything other than white or straight, you're considered woke. Like, why can't every other group have something that represents them, you know? Because a gay man or a black woman has a group or wants to identify or a trans person wants to showcase or be proud of who they are. It's invading on your space, you know. You think that we're trying to invade the mind of your children? No, we need our space for us. We're proud to be us, you know. And we should be able to do that just as you have been able to do forever. And the whole wokeness idea belittles it. You know, it's not a movement. It's just a way that we are trying to lobby for equality. And try to show and let our voices be heard. Let everyone know that we exist, that there should be laws that allow us to be included. Okay? So let's kill woke. I'm tired of it. It's overused. It's dead. And apparently it's not even used correctly. It ain't. All right, y'all. That's what I got to say. Peace out.